Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent from heaven above, be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Incarnate God, on this Christmas day, we give you thanks for sending your Son to bring light to our darkness. Grant that we, like the angels over Bethlehem, may sing your praises in our hearts and lives.
Amen.
Please be seated. And you can remain seated during all the singing as well.
A reading from Luke. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Second reading from Luke. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Glory to God in highest heaven.
Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs.
Glory to God in highest heaven.
People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest. As people exult when dividing plunder, for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Glory to God in highest heaven.
Glory to In
the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Glory to God in highest heaven. I'm going to tell you about a friend of mine. She's gone to heaven now, so I can tell this story on her. I met Donna in South Dakota when I was serving a small town called Eureka. And Donna was the most active person in the church and in the community. She had 8 kids. That in itself shows how active she must have been in her life, taking care of those kids. When I knew her, all the kids were pretty much grown. She still had some at home, but they all lived in the neighborhood. She was on every committee in the town. Her husband was the mayor, so she was very involved in everything. And she was president of the congregation. So Donna was about many things, but the most absent-minded woman I've ever met in my life. She set her hair on fire once when she was lighting the candles. And her son said, "Mom, your hair's on fire." And she said, "Well, I got to get these candles lit." "No, put the fire out first." One year she forgot to send Christmas cards. And as the cards were coming, she didn't think about it until like 2 days before Christmas. So she went to the store, and this is a little town, not a lot of choices. Went to this to the store and bought Christmas cards, and she was thrilled that she was able to find 2 boxes of cards with a religious scene on them. She was quite opposed to cats ice skating in Santa hats and Christmas cards like that. She wanted a nice scene like this. She found the perfect card, ran home, and quickly addressed and just simply signed, no letter, no notes, just quickly signed these cards and went to the post office, mailed 90 cards in that short afternoon. And she got home quite proud of herself. And she was looking at the card, you know, admiring her card. And then she noticed that the card had been imprinted. And it said, "A gift is following. A gift will follow." How embarrassing would that be? She sent 90 cards. I wonder if that little message, "A gift is on the way," if she really did follow up on that and send everybody a gift. You know, Mary and Joseph heard a message from an angel that a gift is on the way. That gift is the Messiah, the Savior, the Holy One of Israel. And they received that gift with great joy. With great joy that night that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And we come today, this morning on Christmas, to celebrate that gift. But it's not a gift that's on the way. It's a gift that's already here. The angels announced to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." We already have that gift of Christ's presence. This is good news of great joy. We rejoice in knowing that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that we who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And we can also rejoice in knowing that God takes such joy in us. God finds great joy in us. heaven rejoices over us. You remember the parable that Jesus told about the lost sheep? When the shepherd realizes that there was one sheep missing, he goes out to find that sheep. And when he finds it, he brings it back and calls the other shepherds to gather with him to celebrate, because the one that was lost has been found. And Jesus ends that story saying, there is more joy in heaven over the one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who think they need no repentance. You and I know that we are sinful people. We know that we need forgiveness. And when we repent and come to God asking for forgiveness, God gives it to us as a gift. And there is joy in heaven as we return to the fold. We are so important to God that he sent his son into the world to save us. That is reason for us to rejoice. We can rejoice because God gives us as a present his presence. We rejoice because God gives us a gift of forgiveness and love. And we rejoice because that is here, right now, the gift of God's presence. There are times in our lives that we get busy and bogged down. Maybe you've done something even dumber than Donna, mailing a card that says the gift is on the way. I know I have. I heard on the radio this morning that there was a bombing in Nigeria in a church during Christmas morning mass. Someone threw a bomb into the church. 25 people were killed. There were, in Syria, there are Christians, in Iraq, there are Christians going to church this morning who had to go under armed guard because they are not allowed and fear to risk to go to church. I don't suppose many of you had trouble getting somebody up and out of bed this morning. That was your difficulty, but you probably didn't have to wonder if you wanted to risk your life in order to come to church under armed guard or risking having your church bombed by those who don't want Christians to live. And I also heard that today, last night, in Bethlehem Square, in the city of Bethlehem, was it 10,000 or was it 100,000? 100,000 people had gathered to celebrate this good news of Christ's presence. This good news that Jesus is born in our world. And we gathered to celebrate that. But not just today, not just a story and we set up a beautiful creche and remember something that happened thousands of years ago, but we remember and celebrate Jesus' presence in our lives right now, today, this present. We come forward and reach out our hand to receive the body of Jesus Christ in communion, Christ present, the gift for our lives, for today. This is something we can celebrate, that Christ has come, and Christ is here, and Christ will always be present in our hearts and in our lives. We can do the work of Christmas. The work of Christmas is bringing to truth that which the angels announced. Peace on earth. And we do that in our own hearts with our own families, in our communities, that we do the work of Christmas, of bringing peace on earth. We do that by sharing our love, our forgiveness, our kindness, and our joy. And we receive those gifts of love and friendship, of forgiveness and kindness from our families and our friends. Open your hearts to receive that gift of God. Jesus born in Bethlehem, Jesus born in us, Jesus born for us. Merry Christmas on this happy morning.